Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you have released into our lives. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for moving us forward on every side. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for glorifying your name in our lives and situations. Thank you for showing us your truth that has the power to set us free. Thank you, Father. We also thank you for the breakthroughs that we get from you because you are so faithful. Thank you for all our prayers that you have answered. Thank you for drawing us closer unto yourself. Thank you for reviving us in our spirit and souls and bodies. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for all the helps and deliverances and healings and victories that have happened for us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the things you have been showing us through your word in the Bible study classes. We thank you because you're going to show us more as we continue with these classes. Thank you, Father. I ask that you minister unto our heart as we consider another teaching discussion this evening in Jesus' name. Have your way in our midst, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. We're going to continue with our teaching on persecution, and we'll be rounding off this teaching tonight by God's grace. And we'll be moving to a new topic that says backsliding. Yeah. After we are done with persecution this night or this evening, I'm going to move to a new topic called backsliding, which also means falling away from God. Falling away from God. So that is what we're going to be considering, hopefully by next week, Tuesday. Yeah, so let us look at the last subtopic or subpoint on the persecution, which here it is point number 10. Yeah, and that is end time persecution. end time persecution. And under this end time persecution, we have point A, suffering persecution in the last days. Point B, persecution during the Great Tribulation. Point C, the tribulation saints will be greatly rewarded. So, let us start with point A, which is suffering persecution in the last days. Open your Bibles to Matthew 24, verse 9 to 10. Matthew 24, verse 9 to 10. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And Jesus was talking about things that will happen in the last days, in the end time. In the end times, he said, we shall be delivered to be afflicted. Then we shall be killed, and then ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Yeah. I don't know if this prophecy have happened already, or is still ongoing. Yeah, but according to what Jesus said, it shall happen before it's coming. Yeah, these things shall happen to Christians before he will come and take us to his kingdom. And we know that event to be a rapture. A rapture is when Jesus appears in the sky and the archangel blow the trumpet, and then every Christian that has been buried, they will hear the sound of the trumpet, and they will rise back to life with a glorious body, with an immortal body. And then those Christians that are still on earth, that are still alive on earth and are found worthy and are found pure and holy, they also will suddenly put on immortal bodies, and they also will go and meet the Lord in the sky or in the air. Yeah. So, but before this rapture, Jesus was talking in this place in Matthew 24 that Christians shall be seriously persecuted. Yeah, and he said something that is very, very, very strong in that verse 9, Matthew 24, verse 9. He said, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. So I don't know if if all nations have awaited Christ's end? Yeah, so that was why I asked the question, if this prophecy have come to pass yet or not. Yeah, because he said, we shall be hated of all nations. Christians shall be hated of all nations for his name's sake. So imagine every country in the world hates you because you're a Christian. Yeah. Because you stand for the truth. Because you stand for Jesus. And this is going to happen. Or maybe it's already happening. Because today, not every Christian are actually Christian. I mean, not everyone that go by the name Christian are actually Christian. Yeah. So if you start to live your Christian life the way the Bible teaches that life, then I think even the so-called Christians, they are not living the Christian life according to the Word of God. I mean, according to what the Word of God taught us, they will persecute you. I don't know if I'm getting my point. Even the so-called Christians, they are not living according to the Word of God. They will persecute those of us that are living by the scriptures, by the standard of the Word of God. They will hate us and they will persecute us. So, So when Jesus said, "Ye shall be hated of all nations," don't be surprised that even Christians are part of those nations. Or Christians are part of the people that we also hate, God's people. I mean, so-called Christians. Yeah. And then he said, many shall be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. So what does that mean? He said, many shall be offended. That is the teachings of Jesus shall get many people offended. The truth about God's kingdom, the standard of God's kingdom, shall get many people offended. Yeah. And they shall betray one another. So, for instance, maybe you've had a friend, and you and that friend have been together for some time. Yeah. Jesus said, and many shall be offended. So which means, by the time you begin to stand for the truth, even the truth that your friend doesn't feel comfortable with, then your friend shall become offended in you because you are now following a path that is strange to him or her. Yeah, and not only that, it says many shall betray one another. So your friend could get so offended, and it could even be your parents, it could be your siblings. They could get so offended that they betray you and hand you over to the enemy. Yeah. Maybe they heard about some groups of people that are desperate to kill Christians. So even your close friend would betray you and hand you over to those groups of people. Yeah, because he or she felt like, I don't know. Maybe he or she felt like you don't deserve to live anymore, since you can't continue to be his or her friend anymore. So, Jesus already told us these things. He said, many shall be offended. So parents shall be offended in their children. Children shall be offended in their parents. Yeah, the government shall be offended in the citizens. Or how should I say the English? Yeah, the citizens shall make the government get offended. And then the government also shall make the citizens get offended. So there will be offense. Yeah, and because of that offense, a lot of terrible things will happen. And we already know the terrible things that will happen. They will arrest Christians. They will kill Christians. Yeah, they will afflict Christians. They will persecute Christians. Because everyone will keep pointing to Christians and say, these are the people causing the problem. So imagine everyone in United States of America saying that the only problem we have in this country right now is Christians. And they say, and then the government gives a law that if you see any Christian, report them, and we are coming for them. Yeah, that is what is going to happen in this last day. So people will say, oh, the only people troubling this country are Christians. So anyone that finds them should report them. And we shall have them arrested. And some countries may say we shall have them killed. Yeah. So that is what Jesus was saying. Yeah. So this can happen in any country. It can happen in African countries. It can happen in Canada, Australia, in Europe. Or maybe it's already happening, but I don't think it's yet happening in a very strong way. Yeah, but if we should look deeply into what Jesus said in that passage, you'll see that Jesus meant what I have just said. Yeah, Jesus meant the whole nation turning against Christians. Yeah, and identifying Christians as the only problem they all of them have. Yeah. So imagine your country. Everybody keep pointing fingers at Christians. And they keep saying, get rid of these people. They are terrorists. They don't deserve to live. They are the only enemy we have in this country. And what are you going to do if what I've just said starts to happen in your country? What are you going to do? Yeah, and in those days, even parents who would hand over their children to the persecutors, yeah, and say, take them, take my children, they will not listen to me. Yeah, I don't know what they are. I don't know what they say in Christianity. Yeah, so that is what is going to happen in this last day. Let us also look at the book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 12 to 13. Mark 13, verse 12 to 13. Now the brother shall betray the brother to death. The brother shall betray the brother to death. And the father, the son, and children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So you can see what Jesus was saying here. The persecution and deception will be so strong that family members that betray themselves. Yeah, you know, some people say blood is thicker than water. Yeah, some people say family ties are very strong. Yeah, some people will say even if I have a tie and the tie is a troublemaker, is a bad child, is a wicked child. Yeah, because he's my child, I still have to forgive him, tolerate him or her, and I still have to watch over him or her. Yeah, but in the days of this persecution, parents shall betray their children to death, and children shall betray their parents to death. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I think the network was bad. We just read Matthew 13, verse 12 to 13. And I was saying that while this prophecy of Jesus is coming to pass, parents shall betray their children. Despite the saying that blood is thicker than water, yeah, despite the saying that family ties are strong, fathers or parents would most times tolerate their children, yeah, even if those children are bad children or wicked children, somehow parents still have a soft spot for their children. And no matter how wicked those children are, they still watch over them, look over them, and they still try to be responsible to them. Yeah, but that is not going to happen in the day of this persecution. I mean, in the days where this prophecy of Jesus comes to pass or starts to come to pass. Yeah, parents would joyfully hand over their children to be killed. Yeah, and not only that, even children will also cheerfully hand over their parents to be killed by the persecutors. Yeah, because the offense will be so strong. Yeah, so we have not really seen persecution. Yeah, we have been enjoying a very long time of peace. Yeah, there was a time that persecution was very strong against Christians, but somehow, maybe because of God's mercy, somehow the wave of that persecution kind of reduced or kind of went down. Yeah, and then maybe because of democracy. Yeah, and because democracy was introduced, and then human rights was kind of elevated or being enforced. Yeah, so maybe because of that, that wave of persecution was crammed. Yeah, but that wave is going to come back. Yeah, that wave of persecution is going to come back, and this time it's going to be very serious and very deadly, perhaps more deadly than it were in those days. Yeah, because in those days they would give Christians to be eaten by wild animals. Yeah, in those days they would fry Christians inside oil. Yeah, so imagine a human being being thrown into a big pot of hot oil to be fried alive. Yeah, the persecution in those days was very strong. In those days, they would burn people. I mean, they would set them on fire. Yeah, they would burn them, put wood around them, and set them on fire, and watch them being burned to death. And it was very, it was happening on a regular basis in those days. Yeah, but somehow the thing was reduced. But it's coming back. Yeah, and this time it's going to be very serious. And this time it's going to be a global persecution. It's not going to be limited to certain countries. It's going to happen to Christians all over the world. Yeah, just as Jesus said, he shall be hated. Let's look at it again. Yeah, Matthew 13, verse 13. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. He said, all men. Yeah, in Matthew 24, he's saying, all nations. Yeah, it shall be hated by all nations. So, this time it's going to be global persecution. And it's going to be very intense. Yeah, in fact, all these social media platforms, at that time, they will start to block Christians because Christians will be identified as terrorists. Yeah, they will block Christians from using those platforms. And if you mention anything about Jesus, you'll be blocked. Yeah, so it's going to be very, very intense. Let us continue. Luke 21, verse 12. And then verse 16 to verse 17. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Verse 16 to 17. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren, and kinsfolk and friends, and some of you shall be caused to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Yeah, so you can see that. Some people may say that they think this prophecy have come to pass. Yeah, but if indeed this prophecy have all come to pass, then Jesus should be here by now. Yeah, because Jesus actually said those things must happen before he would come. Yeah. So, which means we are kind of in a time loop where many of these things will keep repeating themselves over and over again. Yeah. Don't forget, everything Jesus said here happened to all the apostles and to many of the early Christians in the early church. So you may think, oh, those people have died, so maybe they were the ones that were supposed to go through the persecution. Yeah, but because Jesus have not yet come, those things will continue to repeat themselves. Yeah, those events will continue to repeat themselves. Yeah, whether you believe or not, yeah, they will continue to repeat themselves until Jesus comes. Yeah, Christians shall continue to be persecuted. Yeah, and these betrayals, offenses shall continue to happen. Yeah, and the hatred, the global hatred of God's people shall also continue to happen. Let us look at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, experience, despise us of those that are good. Yeah. This is the prophecy of Paul the Apostle. Yeah, about last days, about the last days. And if you look at all these things he mentioned, they're already happening. Now people love themselves. People love themselves. They all people, and you know, today people love themselves so much that they don't care about what the Bible says about their actions. People so much love themselves that they don't care about what the Word of God says concerning their lifestyles. Yeah, so they don't want to know what the Bible says. They just want to do what they want. I pray you will not be like that. I pray you will surrender to the Bible, to the truth, in Jesus' name. So today people are blasphemers, boasters. Yeah. People are truth breakers. Truth breaker is someone that breaks covenant or breaks agreement. Yeah, someone that doesn't keep to agreement or keep to promise. It's just like you promise someone and say, I'm going to do this for you, and then you're not doing it. That's a truth breaker. Yeah, incontinent is someone that will not stop. Incontinent is like addiction. Someone that will not stop lying, stop killing, stop fornicating, stop drinking alcohol. Yeah, that is incontinent. Yeah, so let's move to point B now. Yeah, don't forget, we have been looking at a topic that says end time persecution. So under this end time persecution, we have point A, point B, point C. Point A says suffering persecution in the last days, and we've just finished with that. So point B now says persecution during the great tribulation. Persecution during the great tribulation. Deuteronomy 4, verse 30 to 31. Open your Bible there. So, if you are in a Bible study class, you need to open your Bible. That's why it's called Bible study. So, you don't come to Bible study class and not open your Bible. Yeah, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 30 to 31. When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God, and shalt be obedient unto his voice, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God, he will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. Yeah, so we can see that from Old Testament, God has promised tribulation. Yeah, maybe we should read from yeah. Let me read from 27, Deuteronomy chapter 4, from verse 27. And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations. Now, God was telling them that if you turn against my word, yeah, if you go astray from following my commandments, so he began to tell them what will happen. Yeah. So it says, and the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left few in number among the heathen, whither the Lord shall lead you, and there ye shall serve God. You can see that the work of men's hand, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor heat nor smell. Yeah, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Yeah, so you can see that God is always the one behind tribulations. Of course, there are some tribulations that is not God that is behind them, but God must have allowed them. Nothing can happen in this earth that is not allowed by God or permitted by God to happen. Because God is the one controlling the affairs of men. So nothing can happen without God's permission. Yeah. In this passage, God was telling the Israelites that he will bring them into tribulation when they go against his word. Yeah. And then he told them that if in that tribulation they still remember him and repent, he will help them. He will save them because he is a merciful God. Yeah. But here we are talking about persecution during the great tribulation. We're talking about tribulation that is not actually directly from God, but that God allowed to happen. And God allowed his people to be affected by the tribulation. Now, we can still pray even in a tribulation that is not directly from God. We can still pray for God's mercy and deliverance. Yeah. And God can rescue us. Yeah. He can rescue us because there are some tribulation that may not really be very close to you, but is affecting you. For instance, if let's say your bank account was frozen because the government of your country believed that you are a terrorist. Because you call yourself a Christian. So they believe every Christian is a terrorist. So then they say all the bank accounts of Christians should be frozen. Yeah, I know many of us when we feel the form in the bank, you know, where they put religion, we wrote Christianity. So the banks, they have the record that we are Christians because we put it in the form Christianity. Yeah, so they can just give a law and say all the accounts of Christians should be frozen. So which means you can't withdraw money and you won't be able to spend money. Yeah, because they have frozen your account. Because you are a Christian. Yeah, so that is a tribulation. And that is not like a physical assault. It's not like someone coming to fight you face to face with a knife or with a gun. Yeah, but it is a persecution and a tribulation. Yeah, so how will Christians survive in that kind of situation, except that they pray that God show them mercy? Yeah, so a lot of tribulation can, tribulation can happen. Yeah, at any point in time. And that is why we should pray for our leaders in the government. Yeah, because it's very easy for the devil to use them against Christians. Very easy. And I don't think you want the devil to use the leaders in your country against Christians. Yeah, you can't imagine what is going to happen to you. So let's continue. Daniel 11. Daniel chapter 11, verse 33-35. And they that understand among the people shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword, and by flame, by captivity, and by spoil many days. Now when they shall fall, they shall be holpen with a little help, but many shall cleave to them with flatteries. And some of them of understanding shall fall to try them and to purge and to make them wise, even to the time of the end, because it is yet for a time appointed. Yeah, so these verses are referring to what Christians will go through before the end comes. Yeah, many will fall by the sword. Many will fall by flame, by captivity. Yeah, though there will be some help, but many will still be wasted. Many Christians will be killed. Yeah, but according to verse 35, it is meant to try them and to purge and to make them wise. Yeah, so when God allow persecution, it is to try Christians, to purge Christians, and to make Christians white. Yeah, it is during persecution we prove who we really are and what we really stand for. So if your faith has not yet been persecuted, you can't really prove how much you love Jesus. If your love for Jesus have not been persecuted, if your faith in Jesus have not been persecuted, or maybe I should use the word trying, you can't actually prove to heaven that you really love God, that you really love Jesus. So God allows persecution so that we can be tried. Yeah, just the way gold is tried in fire, or gold is refined in fire. Yeah, because the goldsmith or whoever is processing the gold knows that there is gold here. Though a lot of impurities have covered the original gold, the real gold. Yeah, and the person will put that that metal inside fire. Yeah, because the person believes there is gold there. Though at that time the thing is not shiny as gold, because so many impurities have covered the real gold. So the person threw it inside fire. Yeah, so God will allow this persecution to come upon us because he wants to refine us. That's another word for purge. He wants to purge us. He wants to take away all the impurities in us, all the corruption in us. Yeah, he wants to use that persecution to get rid of whatever is in us that is not pure, that is not clean. Yeah, so we use it to punch us. Yeah, so in those days you'll be left with a lot of you'll be confronted with so many situations that will come with options. In those days of this global persecution, you'll be confronted with many situations that will be telling you to choose between God and your career. Choose between God and your pleasures. Choose between God and your ambitions. Choose between God and your pride. Choose between God and your lust. Choose between God and your job, choose between God and money. So you'll be confronted with those situations and you will have to make a choice. So the choices you make in those days will determine if you really belong to God and heaven. Yeah, it will determine. So that is why God is allowing persecution and tribulation to happen to us. Yeah, because through it will confirm our faith. I will confirm our love. I pray that when you are being faced with situations that comes with options, to either choose light or darkness, I pray you will choose light in Jesus' name. So let's continue. Matthew 24, verse 21 to 22. Matthew. Verse 21 to 22. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect faith, those days shall be shortened. Yeah. Can you see that? Those days shall be shortened. Those days shall be shortened. Yeah. Jesus said, there will be tribulation, a very high level tribulation that has never happened before in history, and it will be the first and the last kind of tribulation that mankind will pass through. Yeah, because after that tribulation, there will not be any other kind like it. It will be the greatest kind of tribulation. Jesus said it's going to happen here on earth, and it has not yet happened. And Jesus said that if God did not intervene to cut short those days, that no one will be saved. So imagine the kind of tribulation that will be so strong that no human being will be saved. Yeah, but Jesus said, because of the elect, that is because of those that God wants to save and bring into his kingdom, those days shall be shortened. So, which means the tribulation will not be allowed to go on for a long time. God will come in and cut it short. Now, there are some people that say Christians are not going to go through tribulation. Christians are going to be raptured before the tribulation. Well, I don't know if they read the Bible, or I don't know how they interpret this place we've just read. Yeah, maybe I should read for you again. Yeah, because there are people that are arguing that the rapture would have happened before the Great Tribulation, that no Christian will go through this high-level tribulation. Yeah, that Christians would have gone up to heaven before this kind of tribulation happened. Yeah, I don't know where they see that in the Bible. Yeah, because it's not in the Bible. Though they have scriptures they use to support that claim, but those scriptures are not really saying that. Yeah, so let me read it for you again. Matthew 24, verse 21 to 22. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor ever shall be. Verse 22. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So, what does that mean? Do you know the meaning of days being shortened? It means in those days, there will be Christians. But if those days were allowed to continue for so long, the Christians on earth at that time would not be able to make it. They will not be able to survive. And not even at the physical level now, at the soul level. Yeah, Jesus was not talking about whether the Christian, you know, he already said will be put to death, will be afflicted. Yeah, Jesus already said all of that, that there will be persecution, they will kill Christians, they will kill us, and all of that. So he's not even talking about physical affliction now. He's talking about our soul. So Jesus was saying, if God allow the great tribulation that will come upon the world, if God allow it to continue for a long time, that the Christians in those days, they will no longer be able to make it. So which means that that great tribulation is going to do something to our souls. I don't know exactly what they are going to do. That tribulation is going to do something to the souls of Christians. That will make the souls of Christians to not be worthy of salvation anymore. Yeah, and the closest thing I can think about is transhumanism. A system where something was done to the human soul and the human start to change into something else that is no longer human. Yeah, because Jesus came to die for humans to save them. So if someone is no longer human, there is no salvation for that person again. Yeah. So Jesus was talking about something that is going to happen that is able to make it difficult for souls of people to be saved. If you need more understanding, I pray that the Holy Spirit give you more understanding. Yeah, so Jesus said, because of the elect, that is because of people that God wants to save, he will shorten those days. So Jesus did not say he will stop the great tribulation from happening. He said he will reduce the days that the God of this world wants for that kind of tribulation to take place. Yeah, Jesus said he will reduce the days. Yeah, so when you read the Bible, read with understanding. So if Christians will not go through great tribulation, then why did Jesus say that God will reduce the time of the great tribulation? If there will be no more Christians on earth, why should God reduce the days of the great tribulation? So it means there will be Christians on earth while the great tribulation happens. Yeah, there will be Christians. There will be Christians. So don't let anyone deceive you. Yeah. Just know that many bad things will happen, but God will protect and preserve his own people. And then also know that there will be strong persecution that will be strong enough to get many Christians killed. yeah, and all these things will happen before the rapture. Yeah, so don't let anyone deceive you. Prepare your heart for the worst that Satan can bring to persecute your faith and love in Jesus. Prepare for the worst. May the Lord help you in Jesus' name. Let us continue. Matthew 13, verse 19. Matthew 13, 19. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Yeah. Then let us also look at Revelation chapter 12, verse 12-13 and verse 17. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down to you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he had but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman with which bring forth the man child. Yeah, and then verse 17. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Yeah, so all these things, they are still going to happen. There's no time for me to be explaining them. So let us also read Revelation chapter 13, verse 7. Revelation 13, verse 7. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindred, and tongues, and nations. I want you to look at that, this particular verse, very well. So when anyone comes to you and tell you that a rapture is going to happen before a great tribulation come upon this earth, show them this place also, Revelation 13, verse 7. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Yeah. So which means the Antichrist would fight Christians and he will overcome them. Yeah, because the people that says rapture would happen before tribulation, most times what they mean is that the Christians would have been taken away from this earth through rapture before the Antichrist come on board. Yeah, that's what they mean, that Christians will not be here in this world to witness the reign and the rule of the Antichrist. Yeah, but the Bible says opposite. Yeah, the Bible says the opposite. Yeah, the Bible says that it will be given unto him, that is, it will be given unto the Antichrist to fight with the saints. Yeah, who are the saints? The Christians. So which means the Antichrist will be on board, will be on his throne, and the saints will still be here on earth. And then power will be given to him to overcome the saints. And not just the saints. He will also overcome every other people. And power was given him over all kindred and tongues and nations. So it is not only the saints he will be able to overcome. He will be able to overcome the whole world. Yeah, verse 8, Revelation chapter 13. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. Yeah, can you see that? So, rapture is likely to happen at this time when power has been given to the Antichrist to conquer the saints. Rapture is likely to happen at that time. Yeah, because the saints will not surrender to worship him. Yeah, so the saints will not be part of the people in verse 8. Yeah, don't forget verse 8 says, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life. Yeah, the saints, their names are written in the book of life. So the saints will not be part of those that worship him. So Isaiah was able to kill all the saints. Yeah, because the saints will not worship him. Or the rapture happened and God supernaturally take the saints out of the world. Yeah, but to say that the saints will not be here during the reign of the Antichrist is not biblical. Yeah, it's not biblical. You can see for yourself. I'm not the one that wrote that wrote those places in the Bible. Yeah, you can see it for yourself. So we don't know how long it would take him to continue to fight the saints and to destroy them before that verse 8 happens. So we don't know how many years going to be between verse 7 and verse 8. We don't know how many years is between Revelation 13, verse 7 and verse 8. Yeah, so which means he will continue to kill Christians and to take over the nations of the world. And then it time will come that the only people that is left are the people that have surrendered to worship him. Yeah. Let us continue. Let us read verse 15 of the same Revelation 13. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Yeah, so you can see. At that time, he's going to kill many Christians. Like I said earlier, yeah, that two things will happen. It's either he was able to kill all the saints, that will not worship the image of the beast, or the rapture happened to take the saints away. Yeah. So, but to say that there will not be saints in the end, yeah, when the Antichrist will come on board, he is unbiblical. Yeah, there will be saints. And then to also think that there will still be saints on earth after the rapture has taken place is also not biblical. Yeah, because once the rapture happens, the people that will be left are not saints, and they can't be saints. Yeah, because immediately the rapture happens, the Holy Spirit will be withdrawn from the head. Yeah, it is the Holy Spirit that is making people to repent and surrender their lives to Jesus. So once the rapture happens, the grace that is making people to repent and turn away from sin, that grace will disappear. Yeah. So there's not going to be, you know, they taught us so many things in the church while I was growing up. Yeah. They taught us that some people will be left behind, and those people, they will still be they'll still have the chance to repent and to make heaven, though they will have to pay for their salvation with their own blood. I don't know where they saw that in the Bible. I don't know. Yeah, because it's not in the Bible. And those scriptures they were using to teach us those things were not actually what they, I mean, those scriptures actually were not saying that. Yeah, because once the rapture happens, there will be no grace for people to please God anymore and to repent anymore. The Spirit of God will be withdrawn from the head. Yeah. Well, a lot of things will definitely happen. Yeah. But maybe I should just leave it there. A lot of things will still happen after the rapture. Yeah. But let me just pray for you that God open your eyes to see how the event in the last days, how they will unfold. Yeah, especially those events written in the book of Revelation and also in the book of Daniel and in other places in the Bible. So I pray that God open your eyes and make you see how they will unfold. May the Lord do it in your life in Jesus' name. Because of time, let's quickly look at point C, which is the tribulation saint will be greatly rewarded. And that is point C. The tribulation saint will be greatly rewarded. That is the saint that went through tribulation, they will be greatly rewarded. So let us quickly look at the scripture verses that confirms that. Revelation chapter 7, verse 13 to 17. Revelation 7:13 to 17. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. May the Lord give you understanding. This passage confirms that there will be saints that will come out of the great tribulation. And they will be rewarded. So let us read the last verse for today. Revelation chapter 20, verse 4. Revelation 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. You can see that these tribulation saints were rewarded. They were given thrones. They were given thrones to reign together with Jesus. Part of the rewards that we will get for going through tribulation or great tribulation successfully, that is, we go through those tribulations and we did not compromise with fame. We did not compromise our faith. Part of the rewards is that we'll be given thrones to reign together with Jesus. When Jesus will come to to reign over the world for 1,000 years. Yeah, after the rapture, Jesus will still come back. Yeah, after the rapture, Jesus will still come back to reign over the nations for 1,000 years. Yeah, and he will come with all the saints that have been raptured into heaven. He will come back with all those things, and he will give all of them different positions of government. So now the government will be the government of the world at that time is going to be the government of Jesus Christ. And all the governors and presidents, they will be the saints that have been raptured. Yeah, and there will still be some sinners on earth at that time. And those saints will be given authority to rule over nations and over those that are on earth at that time. And at that time, Satan is going to be trapped and captured, and is going to be thrown into a prison for that 1,000 years. He's going to be thrown into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, according to the book of Revelation. Yeah, so these are many, or these are some of many things that will happen as we approach the end of time or the end of the world. So we are going to stop here. And as I said, when we started this teaching tonight, I said we will be rounding off persecution today, and which we have just finished. We have just finished about persecution right now. So now we are moving to a new topic, which will be next week, Tuesday. And that topic is backsliding. Backsliding, which is falling away from God. Backsliding. I pray you will not backslide. In Jesus' name. Yeah, so we're going to stop here. And if you have any questions, be free to ask on the group, and I will make time to answer. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for everything you have shown us from your scriptures tonight to confirm a lot of truth to us. Thank you for showing us the reality of the events that will happen in the whole world in these last days. Thank you for showing us these things so that we can prepare ourselves for whatever we must go through before we enter into your kingdom. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for helping us to see the light that many people are not seeing at this time. Thank you for building our faith and trust and love in you. Thank you for building our boldness and confidence in you through the teaching of your word. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask that you help everyone here to make right decisions and choices at this time that is able to establish their faith in you before will be truly. Oh Lord, help everyone here to start to make the right decisions and choices now, so that you can establish their faith and make them unshakable and immovable by any darkness. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.